A week on from the tragic death of a popular Sunshine Coast skipper, and the community has raised more than $170,000 to support his family. 52-year-old Robert Smith operated Smithy's fishing charters for 18 years on the Sunshine Coast. He died last Wednesday when his vessel capsized while leaving Mooloolaba Harbour and crossing the bar just after low tide. Four passengers were thrown into the water and survived. Smithy will be farewelled at a funeral service on Friday afternoon, with those attending asked to wear a fishing shirt or the colour blue. Over 1,000 Queensland babies have avoided a trip to hospital thanks to an RSV immunisation program. Chief Health Officer Dr. Catherine McDougall says there's been a 73% reduction in hospitalisations year on year now that more babies are protected against the virus.
Being admitted to hospital is incredibly distressing and traumatic for babies and their families. So saving 1,000 hospital admissions is incredibly significant.
Including adults here on the Sunshine Coast, more than 1,580 cases of RSV has been recorded so far this year. The Noosa Council has recruited a mental health expert to run a free workshop for young people. It's designed to teach them skills to cope with anxiety and stress, with research showing about half of all young Aussies are faced with a mental health challenge before they turn 25. Community Connection Manager David Cooper says tickets are free for the event at the J on September 13.
So it's a great opportunity for kids 12 to 17 to come along and potentially just learn some additional skills just to help them cope, identify and manage stress. This is not the traditional learning style where someone's standing and talking at kids. This will actually be very interactive.
The ageing water reservoir at Perigean Beach is getting a makeover. Unity Water Crews are replacing its roof with new pitched sheeting to last up to 40 years, while its native Melaleuca artwork is also getting a revamp. The 5 million litre capacity asset provides water to around 2,000 properties in Perigean and Marcus Beach.